Accession number 22345, reel 15.
Major Perkin, Reel 15.
You're saying your sister was in one of the viceregal lodges in Delhi?
That has a plot of land, and the lodges around it, and she's in one of those. She's head of the winds. And I stayed about a week with her. Small point. I read recently that Mount Dasmore, when he was in Reiser's house there, he had 500 small boys employed round the clock to keep the pigeons away from the. not important.
He did have a princely style, Mountbatten.
When I was in there, I had toothache. I went to the dentist. I went to the army dentist. He was in the gallows, and no electricity. And I remember very well, it's only talking about 1945 now. I sat in the chair, no electricity worker, a drill. He had to do that with his right foot. So why he was doing my foot, my feet with the drill, his right foot was going up and down, planting.
Powering the drill.
Anyway, well, I was a bit depressed in that. I don't want to talk about it. I don't know no dog, because I left my regiment.
Why did you left your regiment?
To go to
Quetta.
And I hadn't been posted anywhere. And just the Ministry of Intelligence, I was in DACs in Delhi. I thought I'd try my hand at the Camden Science Surgery. I went to see him, and he thought I'm mad. He said, "You had enough." I said, but he said, "He gave an answer. He takes this letter to this colonel, I want to come with their name, runs a thing called, I can't remember, something called, it's short, in Calcutta. He might be able to use you." So I went off to Calcutta. I met my sister, our other sister now, who was also in the army, but in the army, in Calcutta. And I then found out where the colonel was. He was a senator south down part of Calcutta, not in the main military headquarters. When he got there, there were two girls in one room. I talked to them. And then went out and saw into his office next to him and talked to him. He told me he was running a force which obviously was to land or infiltrate groups of people into what was then a fence into China. Now Cambodia is
Vietnam.
Maybe handed a deputy nine. And the parties were kissed one officer, two interpreters, and two signalers. Two interpreters, no one could see them there because you have to do it twice.
Yes.
Nigel Marsh has done that very good. Can I speak to someone who's done this? He said, no one's ever come back. I was going to be dropped there, and getting dropped to distance, and it's not that's what any POW is. So I said, well, I'm on, but I got to finish my leave first. And he said, well, get to be there when you finish your leave. I went to join my parents in a place called Ranchi in India, where after my left hospital in Kessa, they told me to go back to the hospital again, Mount Sinai, to have a complete checkup on you. So when I month was up, I went to the hospital manager, and very odd thing, very first sight, became ill. I was and they need to have a checkup and mental to pass me a spit. But I went very nice, I went to in the end I had pleurisy and bronchitis and pleurisy. Mm-hmm. After about which I recovered from that, my mother who lived there said they told me I was revived. My lungs was packed in. Anyway, then what didn't happen, I got dysentery again. Not a good thing to do, because that hospital, no class toilets or anything like that. And I've been on the run with pleurisy, it's not easy. A new treatment we tried out on people, and they're going to try it on me. Those days, a very new family thing called penicillin. And where they give it to you, you lay on the front, bare buttocks, and a nurse, all this, was comes up, and so happened there the needle, like a dart into. Then they stick the hypodermic on the needle and pump in large quantity of fluid, which puts the pieces to the side and bruises you. The needle has that. Well, the trouble is, you have to have the SCRs night and day. After about a day or so, you're very, very sore indeed. I could kill that all day anytime it came. But it worked. I haven't had since.
Do you think it was possibly amoebic dysentery?
Then there's amoebic. I've had the most.
Yeah. You had both types, yes.
First one I had before the war. And I was in Chelsea. I got my adventures. I went to see Gone with the Wind. When I had this, I just didn't see much of it. Yeah, I have to miss it. This me. Well, it took a long time to get over there, and then they took me to go away on about a month's leave.
What time was this? This must have been coming towards the end of the war in the Far East.
He's talking about June, July.
Yes.
1945.
Yes.
The day is over.
Yes.
My sister was married and I got on the day by the secretary, made all the arrangements. And I said, I started to go to Darjeeling. Well, as usual, I got this good bad company, naval people, Air Force, things after I saw. And we had Huge parties. Huge parties. Didn't get in trouble there, but it was him.
Were you there when the war came to an end?
Yes. No, but it didn't help much. The DVD they had in my house up then.
It would have made it even more likely to have parties. What were your thoughts when you heard about the atomic bombs being used?
I've been asked this many times. I don't remember. In those days, I was very much with shelter. I didn't worry about my disposal. You see American films with the people sitting down talking about why they went to war, what they're going to do after war. I never got any of those good. I don't know other people did, but I didn't. To me, I wasted dumped and I dumped. Not very clever, but that's the way it was. I think Sandhurst had something to do with myself. He built for my beat. I marched up and down, left and right, completely main. then I had to go to another medical. Well, by that time, I've been dealing about 4 or 5 weeks more. Everyone knew me, all the doctors, and they all see me doing all this drinking and stuff. And I went to medical, you shouldn't be here, but we are in part of it. And this is it.
How did you get into the parachute battalion of the regiment? Because that, I think, was your...
Well, I covered up. Something happened to me. Covered up. I went around to my residence now. Colonel, who I had left behind, is Lucian, new one who hadn't met me, but who had been people who reported me.
People had criticised,
And the first thing he did was get the second command, really, he shouldn't have done it. He had been marched into him as all the children, and standing in front of me in a suit, all of them. And I stood there, and he said, I wonder how unwilling scout. Don't you ever say that we have been doing in the past. I said nothing. I just looked at him. I wouldn't do another word. He said, all right, then I'll walk up. Well, I'm a soldier. I do as I do. And I went on and did my work.
Were you a company commander?
But slowly, I started changing him. He started sending me all sorts of jobs. It was a second month to do. I discovered that. Other things, all my business, reroute this, that, and other. And I hadn't done the software as this is. And run this, run that. We moved the examiners and said, say, also, Bashar. I had to do all that, everything. He put, well, in the end, he wouldn't let anyone else do anything. And I said to Karen, I want to go, be a person of all the place. I thought that no shoes suited this man. Who's perhaps right in his very own way. That's good, soldier. So I thought I'd better get out of it and go out to Quetta. So I'll tell him, put me up to cover the top of the razor. He said, no way. You want to go to the south there, you recommend yourself to get someone else to it. I'm not going to do it. Go you very well. So I then wrote off to the just a minute in training. Up in Delhi, who I did a job for in the management, I did things for him. And so, by circumstances, he worked it out and I went, I got in.
So you went to Quetta after all?
By then, I just occurred in 46.
How long did the Quetta course last? Was it a year?
Six months. I did that. And
what did you learn while you were at Quetta?
Not a lot. I keep on reflecting all this, thinking about. I did a lot of thinking. Mm. I got away with it. And I didn't take it serious at all. I went to what I was told to do, and no one. When I came to pass out, went up to the commandant with the party out. He said, read out the report. He said, well, Perkin, you passed. Dirty dust, but you passed. I said, good. And you're getting off the D2 Sultan Khan in Bangalore. I said, I want to go back to my residence. Well, you can't do that. You haven't been turned to be a staff officer to go back to the residence. So off I went to in Bangalore. Soon I got there, I went straight to the Desert, what is rank? Major General, or second commander. Anyway, I said, I don't want this job. I want to get better. He said, you can't do that. You've been in the software. I'll post you now to slightly better, D2 Ops in Bazas. And soon I got there, I went down to the bigger there. I said, I want out. I want this. Go back to my residence. He said, you can't do that. You sat there to do this out. Stop. I got very well then. I ran all sorts of exercises, much of it, but everyone was annoyed to me.
Why were they annoyed?
Well, I ran exercises involving lots of people, but other staff officers. They didn't like me being told to. Promoted myself to organise these things. I didn't like it. The extra work was all there.
You were making them do things.
Big exercise, secret exercise. I mean, anyway, at the end of it, the bigger something about it. And I said most of myself. Was a girl, Wakai, woman or city called India, a junior commander in the GAQMD, I said. She was in RS as well. Well, it comes on to a sort, we got married. Got married in Brazos, in the Congamar or so. And then I came back to the honeymoon, and we went up to Kamun. The bigger called me and said, you're supposed to come back. Sure. Ooh, so good. Well, you posted DSC, a terrible job. Sources in Pune. I said, that's not my business. So, packed our bags, we went up to Pune, into medical hotel, and I took up the, as soon as I met, I would see the chief staff officer and say, I don't want this up. And give that back. Well, about this time, my resident, my first battalion, the third battalion, has become a parachute battalion. And I knew the colonel there, I wrote to him, he sent to me, and I got it. I was about a second command per verses, and I got straight away, and I was 26 or 27.
Did that count as a staff job?
No, it was second command.
When you got to them, had they already been trained to parachute?
In the old days, it's a bit nowadays, you want to make travesties, you apply to a job, you get in. In those days, in India, what happened, it happened before I was there, by then, the colonel, $13 got a letter, you are now a parachute for them. Any old man don't want to be, they can opt out. On record, not two men off his own. They all say about parachutes, they say. None of us being born here, there's one. So when I joined, I had to become a colonel, had to do the training. I went to a base called Triclada, where the training of the parachutes was done. I was a very fit man. That stage, I was drinking a lot, but I still could understand the, but I was very fit. I played hockey for the battalion, it was a very good high standard in India. We went to this training for the first two days or so, you just do PT, rolling around.
You're rolling around and
learning how to fall.
How to fall, yes, yes. How to land.
After a day, I had a muscle in my side, I had a move, it was very painful. And then you do the parachute dancing. Mm.
How many jumps did you have to do before you were considered trained?
I think it's ten, not many.
How many of those were balloon jumps as opposed to jump? How many were balloon jumps?
I didn't do any balloon jumps.
You didn't?
I thought I was a very good swimmer. I was doing it a long time later at old Queen's base. Just go to dinner. No.
You were saying you didn't do any balloon jumps. Did you do all your jumps from aircraft?
Mm. Well, this some sort of jumping as a high hangers.
Ah.
From quite high to then the airport.
Was that in a harness or was it
in
free?
Harness, yes, harness. It came out at the same speed you would from the air. They said, couldn't jump you off a 12 or 14 foot ball, I remember.
It's like on an inertial reel.
Yes.
They used to call that the knacker cracker at Aldershot.
I don't know.
Was it just you doing this training, or was it the whole battalion at the same time?
Oh, yeah, and new people. I went there with about 20 or 30 sepoys from the battalion who hadn't done it. And there's a colonel for the Frontier Force that just joined. He bought it first of all, the people of his.
How did the sepoys get on with jumping? Did they adapt to it?
Personally, all right. No trouble at all. The first time, being an officer, I had to dance first. We didn't do free fall in those days. We all had to land as a group. We had a lifeline on a static line. And you done to with a clip put on, and before you done to always get on the man in front his arm. And the first time I did, I went first. Just about I get to the door, the instructor with a humorist. So head of a clip, is this all, sir? And pushed me out. So I didn't say much more about 50 feet. Whether I joined up or not.
Did Did you have a reserve shirt of any sort?
No.
Just the one main shirt. What altitude were you? What altitude were you talking
about? I remember well. The aeroplane was sourced at about 1,000 feet. Mm. It's come down to 800 feet. Remember, so the tail was up in the air. And you dumped out. And then you dumped to about 800 feet. Mm. I found the member, I saw the red 2 about 40 seconds. Get it around. And, it's all right. It's in Pakistan. Punjab, the ground's very hard, there was grass. And you ran, every time you landed, you got rude somewhere or another.
Do you remember if you ever did a water jump?
I didn't. Didn't do a tree jump either.
What was the idea of having a parachute battalion in the regiment? Was there a particular role in mind for it?
He's coming up, new army. I remember one jump I did about fourth or fifth. I had what's called a high twist. And you had to get out of that tower. You don't know he's got high twist, you've gone about halfway. So he's got 200 feet together, I got it out, but it hit the ground very hard.
Must have been a very fast descent were twisted up.
This colonel of the Fronted Horse, I was 28 then. He must have been about 32, he landed 30 back. But didn't want to tell anyone because he was colonel, parachute, he had to finish the dump. He went on to do so. When he finished, he went to medical. Then he burst his back in three places. And he went on to do that.
What happened to him? Was he able to carry on soldiering, or was that?
He carried on. He came and then his wife saw it later. Yes, he carried on. Yes, he carried on. Eventually, when he retired, he became a school officer in the Tamil line, I think.
Did the battalion jump on a regular basis? Was it?
No, by that time, I'm talking about 1946, 47. Things were getting tight financially.
Yes.
And when I got back to Kuwaiti, there were jumps, but the battalion and brigade were allocated. Four planes, a battalion of one plane, so a certain number of people could go up. And my colonel, a nice chap, who liked them, I didn't like them, I didn't any do, because I was a person done, I too, dump person dump. But I didn't never pretended to like it. And he said, wonderful man for me to have a run tomorrow. That's all I wanted.
Round about this time, things were moving towards the granting of independence in India and partition.
I'm talking about, this is what I'm saying, about 3 months before partition.
Yes. I mean, were you aware of the turbulence inside India?
Oh, yes, it's coming up. About this time, this is about February or March, 47. We won't tell again the partition until about partition on August 27, I think. And we won't tell we're going to be in July. We get about 3 months notice.
Were you ever employed on internal security duties during that time in the run up to?
No, not actually. I was bizarre. But the up there had duties that they were so far. And he had to train for it. But I was never involved in it. And because that's a very nasty business. We had a clear cup rules, what you do on these occasions. One one person rather two of them, and so I went there as always.
You'd gone through the internal security training.
Yes.
And done the riot drills.
And in fact, I rewrote all the drill for the battalion, what to do.
Why did you need to rewrite the drills? What?
Well, because I was hard. This colonel I told you, who took over some other battalion, he told me to do it in the United States, out of date, say Farville, and all these other things. I had to rewrite them all.
Well, which bits of the anti-riot?